Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast will have conversations with student athletes, coaches, and administration in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Sam Yarish. The senior was named Centennial Conference Player of the Week after scoring a hat-trick against Rosemont on Sunday. Yarish is a two-time captain of the team and in 2013 was selected to the NSCAA All-Mid-Atlantic Region 3rd Team and to the All-Centennial Conference 1st Team. In this episode, Yarish talks about the team's preseason trip to Costa Rica, being part of head coach Shane Rainier's first recruiting class, and much, much more. Here's how the interview went. So Sam, you guys had a pretty interesting summer getting to go to Costa Rica before, getting the preseason underway. So what was going to Costa Rica like?
There's kind of two aspects of it, right? One was the soccer, and the other was just the experience of being in another country, for 6 or 7 days all kind of together as a team. From a soccer standpoint, we have 11 freshmen coming in this year. Not really much better, way that I could think of to kind of bring them into our team. They didn't really have a choice but to be around us, to get used to what it's like to play college soccer. Really cool for them, obviously, to be in another country. But for us, it's a really easy way to get to know them, in a pretty confined space, and, to see what it's like to live with them and also to, play with them. And, a lot of these people individually are playing partners and will be kind of as the season moves forward. So with them, needing to be such a huge part of our team soccer-wise, that was really beneficial for us. On the flip side, just, being able to be in another country, we got to do some unbelievable things. Zip lining and whitewater rafting really stood out. I think if you ask any of our guys, they'll probably say those two things were two of the most memorable things they've ever gotten to do, in terms of just experiencing, what it was like to be down there. So I think all in all, it was a pretty fantastic experience. I'm really glad that we got to put it together. I got to go, especially going into my senior year. It was pretty awesome.
Let's take it back to when you were first getting involved in sports. What made you get into soccer when you were younger?
That's a good question. I'd probably say that at the very beginning, it was kind of just my dad kind of putting a ball at my feet, and I ended up enjoying it. I started playing rec soccer before I really even knew what the difference was between all the different sports, back when I was 3 or 4 years old. And I played a ton of different sports, but that was the one, soccer was the one that just kind of clicked for me personally. And as I got older, I started dropping the other sports off. I think the last one that I finally let go was basketball in high school or something like that. But I kind of just always stuck with it and always clicked for me, and I always really enjoyed it and, was able to be pretty successful when I was young, and that made it fun for me. So I just wanted to stick with it.
So let's go back to your junior year of high school, your senior year. You're looking at colleges. What are some of the things that made you say Haverford was for me?
It's a funny story. If you ask Coach Rainier, he'll tell you I was one of the toughest kids to recruit, or one of the most annoying, I'll say, to recruit, because I was really unsure for a long period of time about whether or not I wanted to play in college. It was something that I felt that I could do, but I wasn't sure necessarily if I was going to be able to find the right fit, because I really wanted to find the right academic school for me. So he was in contact with me for a long time, and I came and looked at Haverford. Growing up in the area, it was, easy for me to be here and kind of see the campus, without having too much of a travel week or anything like that around it. So I was here and I got to see it, but I kind of let myself, put it off in terms of committing, I'll say. Because I just wasn't sure if I wanted to play college soccer. It didn't have anything to do with the school. I thought it was fantastic from the moment I stepped on campus. But I just wasn't sure what I wanted. And then kind of as time went by, and I really got to talk to more people and got to talk to coach more and really, got to meet some of the guys on the team, some other schools kind of fell by the wayside, and Haverford kind of worked its way up in my mind. You know, I learned more about the kind of academic institution that it was. I realized that, you know, that small liberal arts feel is probably the best, or was probably the best fit for what I wanted. And then, you know, the idea of being able to, you know, I probably realized in the spring or February call of my senior year that I really wanted to, you know, I really wanted to try to play in college. And so, you know, Haverford, you know, having the opportunity to come here and not be like a Division I school where I, you know, I might not play until my junior or senior year, you know, having the opportunity to walk in and at least have a chance to earn my spot and see significant minutes as a freshman or a sophomore, you know, that was really attractive to me. So the combination of, you know, the Division III athletics, academics, you know, partnership that Haverford had, and just, you know, the team environment that was around, and the way that coach kind of, you know, spoke to me and made it clear what he was expecting, you know, those things kind of combined, you know, maybe a little bit later on than they do for most people, but for me they definitely kind of came together and made it by far the most attractive place for me to come.
How did you balance your life as a student athlete? How did you intertwine your athletics and academics?
It's you know, it's a question that I've definitely been asked a lot of times, especially kind of speaking with prospective recruits or prospective students. And it's funny because everybody always seems to think that it would be more difficult, you know, during the season to balance the academics and athletics. And actually, my grades have been better every year during the fall than they have been during the spring. And it's, you know, not for a lack of effort in the spring, but it's more of just the fact that, you know, we have to be on such rigid schedules during the season. You know, we know when practice is. It's great that Haverford, you know, schedules their classes in the way that they do, where we know that practice is going to be 4:30 to 6, 4:30 to 6:30 every day, and we know we won't have classes during that time. You know, so that rigidity in our schedules, and especially for me, has allowed me to, you know, it's not that it's easier during the fall, but I just know that I have only a certain, you know, set very set period of time to do all my work, to get it all done. And so that kind of, you know, I don't have the option to put anything off. And for me, just, you know, I've learned a lot as I've gotten older in terms of being able to balance it and, you know, where I want to do my work and who I want to work with and things like that, and the strategies that work best for me. But in general, just having that athletics program there to help set my schedule has actually helped me be significantly more successful, especially than I believe I would have been if I, you know, hadn't been a part of athletics at all.
Is there one particular thing about the school that is just a personal favorite of yours? Whether it's a place to hang out, or is it just a particular moment academically? Is there one particular thing that you'll always remember?
Can I give a couple?
Yeah, sure.
So I mean, there's, you know, I'll say one, I mean, athletically, and one, you know, maybe academically or in general kind of campus life. You know, it's tough, obviously, not to say, you know, at least I was able to come in and during my freshman year, we won a conference championship, the first one in men's soccer program history. And that, you know, in terms of an athletic memory, is something that I'll never forget. You know, we hope to be able to have a successful season this year, and we hope to be able to win another. But for me, you know, just that experience, especially knowing the players that were kind of there older than me, and the, you know, the other guys that had gone through so much before us, you know, to win that championship for them and in the way that we did it, is something that I'll definitely never forget athletically, regardless of how we do this year, and you know, regardless of the other things that that we've been able to do in the past couple of years. You know, on the other side of things, campus life, you know, I spend a lot of time in the science building. I'm a physics major. It's just kind of, you know, what comes of that. But I remember walking on campus and being really impressed with the facilities in general. You know, not even just athletically, but academically, you know, there's some really impressive, you know, facilities and tools that we have available to us as Haverford students that, you know, you wouldn't have access to unless you were in a graduate program at some other larger research institutions. You know, our professors are really committed to their research, and they're also really committed to teaching. And, you know, they come to these undergraduate institutions like Haverford to be able to do both of those things. So, you know, I think that, you know, specifically maybe, you know, being able to do summer research with a professor as a rising junior, you know, not even thesis work for anyone, you know, for me, but just to be able to have that opportunity, you know, at a relatively young age, it was pretty impressive and pretty amazing for me. And I definitely really enjoyed the experience, and I'm glad that I came to an institution like Haverford, you know, to be able to have that.
What are some of your plans after your senior season or after your senior year?
So I'm actually part, academically, I'm part of the 4+1 engineering program with Haverford. So basically, I will actually, in the spring this coming year, I'll take two classes in my master's in engineering program at Penn. And then when I graduate, I have one more year down in the city. And so I'll be taking that fifth year to get my master's in systems engineering. After that, though, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, there's five or six different things kind of floating around in my mind. You know, I don't know if I want to be an engineer or if I want to go into data analytics or finance. But I think in general, I really like the problem solving aspects that math and physics kind of lead to and engineering lead to. So I'll probably stick around some field like that. I'd love to live and work abroad as well. I think I could, you know, definitely see myself moving to London for 2 or 3 years once I kind of get myself settled, maybe, in terms of a career. But in general, I'm not entirely sure.
That's perfectly okay. You have plenty of time to figure that out. So this part of the interview is where you can kind of show off your personality a little bit and answer some rapid-fire questions. So just give me the first things that kind of
first pop, thing, okay.
First things that pop into your head. So favorite sports team growing up?
Eagles, but the Philadelphia Union, I'll say as well, because they only came in 5 or 6 years ago. But.
Favorite movie?
Oh, goodness. Star Wars, all six of them.
Favorite book?
Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway.
Favorite food?
Vanilla ice cream.
Favorite New Jersey beach spot?
Stone Harbor.
Favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Oh, goodness. Favorite superhero or cartoon? Iron Man.
What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Favorite TV channel?
Science Channel.
What was your best Christmas gift?
1 year my... more for the presentation maybe than the gift itself, but 1 year my parents got my brother and I a new basketball pole for the driveway, and we woke up Christmas morning and my dad had like tangled, I don't even know, 100 yards, 200 yards of yarn all throughout the house, with the end of it kind of like under the Christmas tree, and he said, you know, we had to basically grab it and untangle it all through the house, and it led out to the garage, and the basketball pole was sitting in the garage. Did it purely because they just couldn't pick it up and bring it inside because it was too heavy, but
right.
Definitely the one that sticks out, I think, in my mind.
So some of these questions are a little bit more deep thinking. So okay. What is the one thing you cannot live without?
Milk.
Fair enough. All right. What are 3 things on your bucket list?
Well, if you'd asked me, you know, 2 weeks ago, I would have said zip lining or whitewater rafting in Costa Rica. But 3 things on my bucket list: go see Barcelona, play a soccer game, skydive and go to Hong Kong.
So you seem to be a, kind of like an adrenaline junkie. So is there one particular thing that you'd like to do that kind of tops all your adrenaline bucket list?
I think I'd really like to drive or learn to drive like rally cars or race cars or something like that.
Go really fast.
Yeah, go really fast. I love Top Gear. So I'd love to have some kind of Top Gear experience or something like that.
If you could be any TV or movie character, who would it be and why?
Neil Caffrey from White Collar. Because, I don't know, growing up, I mean, that show was probably on when I was 14 through, like, 18, maybe, when I watched it, 15 through 18. And he always seemed like he was just the really cool, kind of debonair guy that was always a step ahead of everybody else. Con man, but just really, yeah, I think that definitely, that would be the one.
Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day. Like locations in the world or anything.
Uh-huh. It is your perfect day. You can do whatever you want in your perfect day.
I would probably wake up. And go out to breakfast. There's a place over on Route 1, actually, not all that far from here, in Chad's Ford, called Hank's Diner. I used to go there all the time growing up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I'd probably go to Hank's for breakfast, somehow teleport myself to Europe, maybe to Barcelona, never been, but I think I could imagine my perfect day being walking around there, you know, eating lunch at a little cafe and ending up, you know, going to a soccer game at night and kind of hanging out around the town afterward, I think. Yeah.
If you could invent a holiday, what would it be?
Probably National Pastry Day of some sort. All pastries. I love pastries and sugar. It's definitely my weakness. So I know that people say that there's like National Donut Day or Cake Day or something like that, but definitely pastries related, pastry related, I would say.
You're walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself checking out Haverford for the first time. What advice would you give to the high school version of yourself?
Go eat at the Coop. Not at the dining center. No, I mean, I think I would say that, the small school atmosphere that I was afraid of for a long period of time, is really nothing to worry about. You know, there's a lot to be said for the advantages that you have, you know, being at a small place where you get to know your professors really well. I maintain to this day that I've made more close friends at Haverford that has 1,200 students than my, you know, my best friend from high school who went to Penn State with 45,000 undergrads. You know, I can almost guarantee that I've made more close friends here than he has there. You know, purely because there's just more of a connection, I think, between everyone on campus. You know, it's really tough to avoid people, you know, and that can sometimes be a bad thing, but in general, it's, you know, a reason to get to know somebody. And I think that especially within athletics here, you know, there is such a large presence on campus. And so there's so many people here, such a large percentage of the school is very similar to me or to, you know, athletes in general, that, you know, at the time, back in high school, I was worried about a small school and didn't think that would be right for me for a long time. But I think looking back on it, I would say, you know, go for it. It's the, you know, arguably, but in my opinion, the best education that you could possibly get. You know, and there's really, you know, any downsides like maybe only having one dining center, you know, they're completely outweighed by all the benefits and the life lessons that you'll learn. Yeah, full stop.
Two more questions. What does it mean to you to be a captain?
Oh, man, that's a... you know, that's a question with an answer that's kind of evolved, I think, in the year and a half, almost 2 years now, you know, of my tenure. You know, back in the spring of my sophomore year when I was elected, you know, it was kind of just a dream, I'll say, of mine, for a lot of reasons, but I didn't necessarily understand, you know, I'd been a captain in high school and on other teams, but it's very different, you know, in a college athletics program where everyone here is not quite a grown man, but, you know, someone who, you know, with their own opinions, less of a captive audience. There's a huge difference between a freshman in college and a freshman in high school. You know, so being a leader of a group of young men, you know, was something that I thought would, you know, in my head was a dream and thought looked great, and thought that I would love to do. And all of those things are true. It's just now it's a very different thing. I feel very honored to, you know, be able to be a part of a program like the one that we have here that's so old and so with so much history behind it. You know, I feel honored to have been as much of a part of the recruiting process that I've been able to be. You know, and I realize now that the weight that comes with maybe this role, you know, it doesn't have to all be born with, you know, just kind of a you know, gritted teeth and you don't, you know, and not talking to anyone else about it. You know, it's something that can kind of be passed on. The burden can be passed on. You know, that's why you have teammates and that's why you have co-captains and things like that. You know, but in general, it's really just an honor, you know, that my teammates would have elected me to be in this position, that they have the confidence in me to, you know, be able to do what's necessary to, you know, help get this team where it needs to be, and help, you know, us realize all of our potential. It's something that I've always dreamed about, but and now that it's kind of almost over, you know, I think I finally realize, you know, what's important, you know, and what is kind of what are the key things that I really need to be responsible for, and kind of that transition or that growth process has taught me so much, and you know, I feel like I'm a totally different person and a teammate, and a soccer player now than I was, you know, at the end of my sophomore year. So it's really just been a fantastic opportunity and really means the world to me, you know, that I've been able to be in this position.
My final question, you are part of Coach Rainier's first recruiting class. You guys have done a lot of great things here at the school. It's a loaded question, but is there a way that you can kind of describe what it's like to go through these, you know, peaks with you know, the current group of seniors?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to articulate, you know, all of the things that we've been through emotionally and physically and mentally. You know, we've, you know, won a conference championship, you know, athletically, we've won a conference championship, we've hosted a conference tournament and lost in the semifinals, we've, you know, lost with 90 seconds left or 2 minutes left to play in a conference championship as well, and, you know, we've had, you know, we've been the, you know, deep underdogs, and we've been, you know, had all these expectations on us, we've been kind of all over the place,
right.
You know, and the four of us that are still here, you know, I think it's more than anything else, it's just been really valuable now, you know, when we have one more chance to really do something great. You know, it's I think I won't speak for all of us too much, but you know, in general I think we feel pretty lucky, you know, that the cards have kind of fallen the way that they have, to put us in this position right now with the team that we have. you know, and we've definitely suffered quite a bit through our 3 years going into this fourth year. But I think all of that has kind of led to this, where we have, you know, such a wide knowledge base, and experience base, you know, just from going through so much, and seeing such a transition in Haverford soccer, you know, from the seniors my freshman year or our freshman year, you know, who had won one conference game their freshman year, only, you know, 3 years before that, to, you know, winning a conference championship as the underdogs, to now, you know, being voted second in the conference poll in the preseason, you know, and having all these expectations on us. You know, it's been an absolutely wild ride for us, and I think that in general, you know, all the things that have happened have kind of, you know, are leading to this point. So it's really exciting to be able to be here, excuse me, and you know, try to put all that together to, you know, distill out the most important things that we need to do to be successful. And I think all of us are very grateful, especially looking back now, to have gone through so much, you know, to get to this point. So I can't really necessarily talk about what it feels like or what it means to go through it as a part, you know, or go through all of this with those other three guys. I mean, we've been through so much together that, you know, it's definitely tough to put into words, and especially with Coach too. You know, he came in. It's just crazy to see how much we've all grown in the last, you know, three and a half years or so since we started this whole process. So there's a lot of emotions that question definitely brings forward. But in general, I think we're very excited. It's a controlled excitement, but we're very excited for, you know, to be able to hopefully kind of put all the pieces together, and try to, you know, really do something that we haven't been able to do yet in our time here.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to the podcast on our website. We'll have more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!